Welcome to the RDH Magazine podcast, an Endeavor Business Media production. This show represents the voice of today's RDH.
Like mine.
And mine.
Like mine.
And mine.
And mine.
And yours. Join us each Tuesday and Thursday as we explore trending topics and go behind the scenes and into the minds of our amazing writers and friends. And now, here's the latest episode with Jackie Sanders.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jackie Sanders, Chief Editor of RDH Magazine, and today I am joined by Vilma Cordero. Hi, Vilma. How are we today?
Hi, Jackie. I'm well. So excited to be here.
It's a Friday morning. We're prepping for our weekend. All is good. All is good.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. So today we're going to talk a little bit about saying yes, or as others would see it, you know, embracing opportunity no matter how afraid we are. We actually met just in 2023, but it feels like we've known each other forever because we talk often. But you were an attendee at RDH Evolution. And since your attendance, your professional plate has become very full. Tell me a little bit about all the things that have happened since RDH Evolution.
Well, I have to say, for anyone who's never attended RDH Evolution, it was such an amazing time. I actually got out of Evolution more than I thought I would ever get out of Evolution. I got to meet so many people. I got to network and meet new people. And everybody was just so welcoming. And the wealth of information and the knowledge that I received in just, you know, a few hours' time was just unparalleled to anything else that I've ever experienced before. And I encourage anyone, number one, if they've never attended Evolution, to try it because they will like it. You get so much more out of it than what you put in. But enough about that, but I felt that was really important to say. But after that, there were a lot of opportunities that opened up for me. And I actually started teaching part-time at the college. So I became an instructor for the first year students at a community college that's in my local component. And so that's been very, very rewarding and very fulfilling as a career. You know, I've always wanted to teach. And so now I get to do that. And the students are so appreciative. So it's very, very, very rewarding for me. And then the second thing is that I actually started a new role as a trustee for my local component for the North Carolina Dental Hygienists Association. So I am now an advocate for the dental hygiene profession.
As I said, a full plate. So to confirm, I think one of the most rewarding things I've done was actually work as adjunct faculty right after I graduated. And remembering the nerves, the energy of being a student, I think that it's just a very rewarding role to work with students, especially at this time in our profession where the growth of dental hygiene and the awareness of our society of the role we play in health is becoming very important. So I'm not surprised one bit that you're enjoying that. Do you think you would want to do more education as faculty?
That is a good question. I think that I probably, now that I've been here for about 6 months, I think that this is something that I want to do long term now and even, you know, take it up a notch to teach second year students. Well, I am actually following my first year students into next year, but also even maybe one day becoming director, you know, and leading the dental hygiene program. So that's, these are all things that I've been contemplating. And the more that I'm inside of academia, the more that I want to be a part of it.
Yeah. It's, you know, I have a lot of friends who are currently in academia. And, you know, many hygienists only look at the pay, but they don't realize the benefits that come along with the role of academia, you know, if you're full-time and having those benefits. So I always recommend it to people that are struggling trying to find their next step because it is such a rewarding role. It's hard, but it's rewarding.
I have to agree. You know, yes.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding, especially when I got my first surveys back that we as instructors get to read.
Yeah.
And the students were so appreciative. And once they read, you know, oh, Miss Cordero was, you know, so sweet, so accommodating. She's very patient. You can tell she really cares. Just reading all those, you know, notes from the students and reading these surveys, it just made it that much more rewarding for me. And I said, okay, this is what it's all about right here.
Yeah.
This is what makes it worthwhile.
Well, and it was, you know, oftentimes recognition is the confirmation we need that we're in the role we're supposed to be in. You know, if you're not receiving recognition, it makes those hard days even harder.
That's right.
So tell me a little bit about the trustee and the advocacy role in North Carolina. That sounds like a lot of fun, but that too sounds like a lot of work.
So it is, it definitely is a lot of work, and I'm still pretty new to this because it's only been about 5 months or so, but I've had some really great people, you know, helping me out within the organization itself. So they have been able to guide me, kind of mentor me, teach me the ropes. I mean, some of these people that I'm working with have been in the profession, you know, over 25, 30 years. So they have, you know, some are in academia as well. And so I'm learning a lot from them as I go. But I think for me, just being able to be an advocate for our profession and be that voice for hygienists, you know, that want to increase the scope of practice in you know, other states, like, okay, well, you know, let's start over here, right, in North Carolina. Let's start from here. Tell me what you guys need. Tell me what you guys want. So it is very, very fulfilling as well. And I'm enjoying it thus far.
Well, you're in the perfect role. You have a voice. You have a confidence. You respect the profession. For our listeners, and what I have found out over the years is many hygienists don't understand what advocacy is. And it just sounds like a word they want to run from. But I'll let you explain what you think it is. But when I explain it, I just tell people it's making sure that we protect our profession and the laws and the roles we play. But how would you explain it, Velma?
I would say that advocacy is a way for having your voice expanded and heard, not just from one hygienist to the next, but from a local, state, and even up to the national level, because advocacy really entails getting our voice out there, making our profession better, helping people that are underserved, increasing the scope of practice, just making our voices heard and know that everyone has a voice, even if it's just one person at a time. But the more members we can get for ADHA through your state components into the local divisions, it really does make a difference when we want to better our profession and have our voices heard.
Yeah, there were, you know, there's a couple of instances that occurred in 2023 where the voice of the hygienists coming together protected our role. One of those was in Montana in 2023. And, you know, when we come together as one powerful voice, we are heard better. So I support what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. And hopefully more people will follow in your footsteps and want to get involved as well. Moving on from that, share with our listeners the number one reason you're glad you attended RDH Evolution.
The number one reason why I'm glad. Do we have to pick one?
Okay, you can have two.
Well, I wanted to attend RDH Evolution because I wanted to network with like-minded individuals, right? I wanted to be amongst my peers and just get a sense of, you know, what everybody's doing out there. What is everyone working on? You know, how did they transition out of clinical into non-clinical roles? You know, and what that looks like for people. And also just building camaraderie, you know, building a network of my own, but also building friendships and building camaraderie with people. There's a lot of people that I met at RDH Evolution that I network with, and now I consider friends because we keep in contact now. So I have been able to fulfill those goals.
Yeah. And I think that's an, you know, the number one thing I've heard and I see and I watch is the friendships that are built there that support one another on your journey down this path. So to me, it's been a pleasure to meet you. I know that we're going to do a lot together in the future. Do you have any closing remarks for our listeners before we say goodbye?
I just think that it's good to share your personal experiences, you know, on different platforms and engage with a broader audience, whether that be through, you know, podcasting like this or writing an article or, you know, speaking at different engagements. And so the sky's the limit. And, you know, we as hygienists are awesome and just shoot for the stars.
I love it. So to our listeners, thank you for hanging out with Velma and I today. If you have any questions for us, I will be sure and let you know how to find us. You can reach me at jsanders@endeavorb2b, and I can connect you with Velma. Everybody have a great day. Take care of yourselves and hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RDH Magazine Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this interview. Hit that subscribe button and join us next Thursday for another conversation with Jackie Sanders. Find us on social media, visit our website, and sign up for one of our amazing newsletters to keep up to date with your profession. Hygienists come for the education, but stay for the community. See you next time.